Welcome to Ovi English School, the podcast where you learn English through real stories in clear, natural English. Today, we are going to explore something fascinating, an AI tool called Perplexity Computer. You have probably heard of chatbots that can answer questions, but what if an AI could actually do real work for you, not just talk? While you listen, think about this question. What makes Perplexity Computer different from a regular chatbot? In recent years, artificial intelligence has changed how people work, study, and communicate. Most people are familiar with chatbots. You type a question, and the AI gives you an answer. It is useful, but it has limits. The chatbot cannot open a website for you, create a document, or send an email. It can only talk. Now imagine something more powerful. Imagine an AI that can research a topic, write a professional report, build a website, check your calendar, and send the results to your team all in one conversation. That is what Perplexity Computer is designed to do. Perplexity is a company based in San Francisco. They started by building an AI-powered search engine that gives direct answers with sources instead of just a list of links. Their newer product, called Computer, goes much further. It is not just a search tool or a chatbot. It is what technology experts call an AI agent. An agent does not just answer, it acts. So how does it work in practice? Let us say you're a marketing manager. You need to analyze your competitors, create a presentation, and email it to your boss before Friday. With a regular chatbot, you would need to do each step yourself. You would search for information, copy it into slides, format everything, and then send the email. With Perplexity Computer, you can describe the entire task in one message. The system will research your competitors on the internet, build the slides with charts and data, and even connect to your email to send the finished presentation. One of the most impressive features is what developers call sub-agents. When Computer receives a complex task, it can split the work into smaller pieces and assign each piece to a specialized AI worker. These workers operate at the same time, like a team of assistants working in parallel. One might be researching company data while another is designing charts. When they finish, the results come together into a single deliverable. Computer also has access to more than 400 integrations. These are connections to popular tools that people use every day, like Gmail, Slack, Google Calendar, Notion, and many others. This means the AI can read your emails, check your schedule, post messages to your team, or update your project management board. It doesn't just live inside a chat window, it reaches into the tools you already use. Another interesting capability is memory. Unlike most AI systems that forget everything after each conversation, Computer remembers details from previous sessions. If you told it last week that you prefer bullet points over long paragraphs, it will remember that preference next time. If you mentioned your manager is named Sarah, it knows that too. Over time, it builds a profile of how you work and what you need. There's also a creative side. Computer can generate images, create videos, convert text to speech, and even build entire websites that go live on the internet within minutes. For example, a small business owner could ask it to design a landing page, write the content, add product images, and publish it, all without writing a single line of code.
Of course, there are important questions about AI tools like this. Privacy is a major concern. When an AI has access to your email, calendar, and documents, you need to trust that your data is handled carefully. There is also the question of accuracy. AI systems can make mistakes, and when they are taking real actions, like sending emails or publishing content, those mistakes can have real consequences. Despite these concerns, tools like Perplexity Computer represent a significant shift in how we interact with technology. Instead of using AI as a conversation partner, people are beginning to use it as a capable assistant that can complete entire workflows from start to finish. The gap between asking a question and getting real work done is getting smaller every day. Question: what is the main difference between a regular chatbot and an AI agent like Perplexity Computer? Answer: a regular chatbot can only answer questions and have conversations, while an AI agent like Perplexity Computer can actually take actions, such as creating documents, sending emails, and building websites. Question: what are sub-agents and why are they useful? Answer: sub-agents are specialized AI workers that handle smaller pieces of a complex task at the same time. They're useful because they allow the system to work on multiple parts of a project in parallel, like a team of assistants. Question: how does computer's memory feature improve the user experience? Answer: computer remembers details from previous conversations, such as preferences and personal information. This means it can personalize its responses and work more efficiently over time without the user repeating themselves. Question: what are integrations and how do they extend computer's capabilities? Answer: integrations are connections to popular tools like Gmail, Slack, and Google Calendar. They allow computer to interact directly with the software people already use, so it can read emails, manage schedules, and update projects. Question: what concerns do people have about powerful AI tools like computer? Answer: people are concerned about privacy, since the AI accesses personal data like emails and documents. They also worry about accuracy, because when AI takes real actions, mistakes can have real consequences. So, what makes Perplexity Computer different from a regular chatbot? It does not just answer your questions, it takes action. It researches, creates, connects to your tools, remembers your preferences, and delivers real results. Whether that's exciting or slightly concerning probably depends on how you feel about AI in general. But one thing is clear: the way we work with technology is changing fast. If you enjoyed this lesson and want to practice your English with more stories like this, visit aquavarienglish.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.